Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You have no idea how this country is going down in a blaze of glory, but it's never going to go down. I hope everyone understands when I deliver the bad news each day, and there is massive amounts of bad news each day, massive proof of the tragedy that's befalling America, the purposeful communist takeover of America. I don't believe it's ever going to happen. I believe there's some dark days ahead. I believe that after Christmas and after New Year's, enjoy your holidays and then be prepared to fight. Because 2022 is going to be the war of the world. 2022 is going to be a year that will go down in history. But we're never going to lose. God is on our side. I am sure of that. And the devil is on the Democrat side. I am certain of that. This is a battle of good versus evil. This is a battle of God and the angels versus the devils. Versus the devil and his staff, his communist scumbag staff. And the devil's behind everything these people are doing. They're the sickest people in world history. And in the middle of all of it is the vaccine passport. This vaccine passport is the Trojan horse that's being used to destroy the world, to destroy America, to destroy small business. It's insanity squared. And we've got to fight it with everything we've got. And so far, we're winning. We're winning. First of all, before I get to that, you have to understand what is happening right now. It's not a guess by me. It's not an opinion by me. It is a fact. Hospitals are overwhelmed. People are dying of heart attacks, of strokes, of blood clots, of multi-organ failure, of massive cancer all over their body. All of it related to the vaccine. It's happening all across America. Emergency rooms and ICUs are full. Hospitals are overwhelmed. And here's an article. Explosion in new heart conditions is being dismissed as a post-pandemic stress disorder. Experts in the UK say that an explosion in new heart illnesses, like you and I don't know what that's about, in younger patients can be explained by a new condition called post-pandemic stress disorder. No, it's not. It can be explained by all those young people forced to be vaccinated, and now they're dying. They're dropping like flies, and the rest of their life is going to be misery because their heart is screwed. I almost used a very different word right there, the F word, but their hearts are screwed. You don't get better from this. Your heart will never be the same. A London Evening Standard report, that's a newspaper in London, the London Evening Standard report, quotes senior vascular surgeon Tahir Hussain, who works at an NHS hospital in London. I've seen a big increase in thrombotic-related vascular conditions in my practice. Far younger patients are being admitted and requiring surgical and medical intervention than prior to the pandemic. And they call it anxiety, a form of PTSD because of COVID. No, it's the vaccines. They're killing our young people. And what do you think is going to happen to the older people? My God. Hussein's explanation was echoed by former NHS psychological therapist Mark Raymer, who said as many as 300,000 heart ailments could be due to post-pandemic stress disorder. 300,000 in England. Our population is how much bigger than England's? England must have like 80 million people. We have 330 million. So we have four times England's population. So that means you could extrapolate. We've got 1.2 million people young with heart conditions in America because of the vaccine. And just to go along with that story, Australian football player diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving first Pfizer shot, team director quits and slams the league's forceful vaccine policy. A top player with the Adelaide Crows of Australia was sent to the hospital and diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. The player spent a day in the hospital, was diagnosed with pericarditis. His cardiologist told him he's not allowed to exercise for 3 months. He should take medications. This is a Crows top-up player who 2 weeks ago got his first COVID jab. He needed to do that to train because the top-ups trained with the senior boys. So top-up must mean younger players, you know, like the JV team. And to get in and train with the seniors, you got to be vaccinated. And so he presented symptoms to the club doctor, who acted immediately, sent him to the hospital on Wednesday. Doctors picked up the symptoms right away, tested with pericarditis. If you don't know what pericarditis is, it is swelling of the outer tissue of the heart. It's scary. Spent the day in the hospital. The young lad, his cardiologist, has said for 3 months, no exercise, on medication. In any case, you get the idea. It's mandatory for players and officials to be fully vaccinated. Following the ordeal of his player, Adelaide Crows director Nick Tacos has resigned, criticizing the Australian Football League's forceful mandatory COVID-19 vaccination party. Tacos said he sought and was denied a medical exemption from having the COVID-19 vaccine. Folks, it's happening all across America. This is what's going on. I've got hundreds of articles in front of me, and I'm trying to find the right ones for you, but I know one of them is about a hospital, I believe, or the whole hospital system, I believe, in Maine. And they're bringing in the National Guard because so many people have either resigned or been fired in the hospitals who don't want the vaccine that they don't have any employees anymore. So they're bringing in the National Guard. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel safe? National Guardsmen in khaki uniforms? And camouflage uniforms walking around your hospital because there are no nurses, nurses experienced, who know how to save your life. And now you got some soldier who has no idea how to save your life. What are they going to have him do? Bedpan duty, I guess? So the few nurses that are left can maybe come an hour late after you ring your little buzzer? Do you have any idea how the nation is going down in flames, in chaos, in crisis? A true-on nightmare is happening to the United States of America. But the good news is John Manchin, excuse me, not John Manchin, what's Manchin's first name? I can't even remember his name. Yeah, Joe Manchin. No, it's Joe Manchin and John Tester. That's where I got the name John. Excuse me. It's John Tester of Montana, Democrat, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Democrat, have announced they'll join all 50 Senate Republicans to strike down President Joe Biden's private sector vaccine mandate. Okay? Good news. People with a brain. What's Montana? A state filled with common sense, blue-collar, Republican, conservative, center-right independents. What's West Virginia? An all-Republican and center-right independent state. These are two Democrat senators who aren't completely insane. They understand their time would be up if they sided against their own people on something like this. He's the second Democrat, Tester, to announce he'll join Republicans in striking down the mandate using a 1990s oversight law. Manchin is the other one, who announced on December 3rd he will support Republicans in their effort to strike down the private sector mandate. Manchin said, I've personally had both vaccine doses. Of course, these guys are all Kool-Aid drinking fools. And the smarter they are, and the more rich they are, and the more they've been around that U.S. Senate chamber smoking their cigars, with their help, bringing them brandies in a room filled with wood-paneled walls, the more they're in that life, the more they believe and drink the Kool-Aid. He's been double-vaxxed and a booster shot. And I continue to urge every West Virginian to get vaccinated, but he emphasized his opposition to any effort to impose vaccination on private sector employers and employees. Let me be clear, Manchin said, Joe Manchin, I do not support any government vaccine mandate on private businesses. I've long said we should incentivize, not penalize, private employers whose responsibility is to protect their employees. By the way, here's another misnomer. You mother trucker. It is not the job of private sector employers to protect their employees. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. Where in the Constitution does it say that if I work for Wynn, or I work for Caesars, or I work for IBM, or Microsoft, or Apple, or anybody else, it's the company's job to keep me safe? What does the company know about healthcare? Nothing. It's not their job to know about anything except making money. That's the only job a capitalist has. It's not to keep you healthy. I've never heard you so stupid in my life. Because what's their definition of keeping you healthy? They're so stupid, they believe the shot, the vaccine, is the definition of keeping you healthy. And I disagree with every cell in my body. It's a lie. It's not true. The vaccine will not keep you healthy. The vaccine won't stop COVID. The minute you get the vaccine, you're going to have COVID because your body has been weakened against all other germs. So a common cold might kill you if you've been triple vaccinated. What did Vladimir Zelenko, the amazing doctor, came on my show and I asked him, if my listeners have all, and fans have already been double vaxxed, they want to know what to do. And his answer was, don't compound the situation. Never, ever, ever get that booster. And then I read a story yesterday that, you know, if there's like 10 pounds of poison in the first vax, there's 20 pounds in the second vax. I never knew that. It's like twice as deadly. And then the booster is like 100 times as deadly. It's filled with so many poisons. Don't get the booster, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko said. Do not get the booster. If you want to know what to do if you've already been vaxxed, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, all the same things that have worked so remarkably to strengthen your immune system against a COVID, or if you get COVID, to keep you safe and to keep you relatively quickly out of it. Those same things the doctors say can help you if you've already been double vaxxed to stay healthy. But don't get the booster. They all agree.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and can we just wish you an early Merry Christmas?
And we have something exciting to share with you today. Tell them what it is, babe.
We are literally going to give you a Christmas present that is priceless. Priceless! It'll be the greatest one you ever had. When you sign up today, between now and Christmas, for the Energized Health Protocol, we are going to give as a gift your spouse the transformation as our Christmas gift to you.
This is a perfect opportunity, wives, for you to gift your husband something that may be even unexpected, but you know is much needed.
You better believe it. If he has high blood pressure, diabetes, digestive issues, brain fog, low testosterone, every one of these medical issues can be reversed, so take this action step today.
Visit us at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com, or call today at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne L. LaRoute. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at CII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Zelenko. I love that name. I just love that name. I could say it all day long. It rolls off your tongue. Vladimir Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. They didn't want to listen to him, and the guy's a genius, and he saved a lot of lives. He is a board-certified physician in New York, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Go! He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. He's created Z-Stack, which in one capsule has vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. Zelenko is science! Using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. All built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. All you do is go to my website, root4america.com. And click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right near the top, you'll see a beautiful photo of a bottle with Z-Stack on it. And you just click on it, and it takes you to where you could buy your bottle of Z-Stack to boost your immune system. RootForAmerica.com and Zelenko partner together. There we go. So when you talk about things going on in the world that are sickening, that are disgusting, first of all, the FDA now says it needs 75 years to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. The Food and Drug Administration is asking a judge to give it 75 years to produce data concerning the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, up 20 years from the previous request. I mean, nothing says science, nothing says trust science like asking for the data to be hidden for 75 years. And you know that a judge demanded them to release data, and so the data they released shows in the first 3 weeks 1,200 Americans died from the vaccine, and 42,000 were adversely affected. In the first 3 weeks, 1,200 dead, 42,000 adversely affected. They hid that from you. They buried that. The media buried it. Pfizer buried it. They didn't want you to know because in the 70s, they canceled the entire swine flu vaccination program because 300 people died. And that was over time, over 6 months. Now it's 1,200 in a couple of weeks. And so they didn't want anybody to know that. Now they're trying to bury all the rest of the information. Basically 12,000 pages. They don't want to release it for 75 years. You don't think something's wrong? Do any of you get the idea? Something is wrong? And the other reason you know something is wrong is because a mother now says something absolutely appalling happened. Her words, an L.A. school vaccinated her son with this COVID vaccine without her consent. He's 13 years old without her consent, and they bribed him with a pizza. You don't think something's wrong? Really wrong? Rancid wrong? They offered her son a pizza if he'd take the vaccine. The lady gave him the shot and signed the paper and said, please don't say anything. I don't get in trouble. Two doses of Pfizer's vaccine administered, one on October 28th, the other on November 18th, without the mother's permission. I guess they gave him two pizzas. And this is what's interesting with all these people. She says she's not anti-vax and is vaccinated herself. But her son is a special case. He has problems with allergy and asthma. So do I, by the way. I will never get this vaccine. And so do my kids. But they're all in perfect health because I feed them perfect food. I get them vitamins. They're never going to get a vaccine like this. It hurts to know he got a shot without my permission, without knowing, without signing any papers for him to get the shot. The school claims the mother is lying with one administrator. Nice people, huh? One administrator telling KNBC that more often than not, parents will lie about the whole vaccine issue. Really? So can the school provide documentation that proves that the mother authorized them to inject her son? Attorney Jennifer Kennedy said the problem is children in California cannot consent to vaccination. The Los Angeles School District does not have the power to add a vaccine to the California school schedule. You couldn't do it if you were a podunk school district, and you can't do it if you're LAUSD, the second largest school district in the nation. You don't have authority. And yet, according to the school, 80% of eligible students at Obama Prep Academy have been vaccinated. There's Obama for you. He's a real hero for black people, isn't he? A real hero. And remember, Newsmax canned me for being too conservative. Newsmax goes double woke with their holiday party. Proof of vaccination required for their holiday party. Newsmax, that's right. Right-leaning Newsmax has embraced the vaccine. They've ignored science. Negative COVID tests, not accepted. Really? Who's the scientist over at Newsmax? What a joke. Country's led by morons.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The city of Phoenix announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect on January 18th. Councilman Jim Waring called the mandate a disaster.
It's a disastrous policy that will have disastrous consequences for our citizens.
The move comes after a federal judge blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate in a ruling on Tuesday, which Phoenix had previously cited when announcing its own mandate. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan predicted on Wednesday that 2022 will mark the end of the coronavirus pandemic and see a full global economic recovery. Marko Kolanovic, its chief global market strategist and co-head of global research, said the bank expected the U.S. Treasury yields, a key driver in global borrowing costs, to rise to 2.25% by the end of 2022. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Mike Bonham was at my wedding a couple of weeks ago, and he's the guy to ask for when you call Tangible, because they've assigned one person, Mike Bonham, to do nothing but take care of Wayne Root's fans and listeners. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world at what they do, and you can't buy your way in. You have to be voted in by all your fellow dealers. Gold and precious metals dealers. But here's the biggest advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country. They could afford to give you incredible deals because their low overhead is so low, and I got them to agree to this deal. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. I dare you. Ask them. Ask any gold or precious metal dealer in the country, or go to any of the local coin shops. See if anybody's crazy enough to give you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. No one. All you have to do is call Tangible and say Root, and that's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Offer limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-300-8441. Ask for Mike Bonham, the senior vice president over at Tangible, who's my buddy, who will take care of you personally. Mike Bonham, B-O-N-H-A-M. Josh Manning is our guest right now, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We always have great conversations, usually about topics that aren't even on the list we're staring at as the approved topics for our conversation. Hey, Josh Manning, Wayne Allyn Root, how are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great, but man, I wish I were you. Freshly married, beat COVID in a day, hanging out with precious metals people. How do you do it, Wayne?
And hanging out with the President of the United States. Matter of fact, we're booking
our... And the President, and POTUS.
We're booking our honeymoon now, and we're planning for March in Palm Beach so that I can have a chance to sit down with the President at Mar-a-Lago. So that's what's going on as we speak right now. All good stuff. I like to stay close to him because my opinion is, unless something changes radically and drastically, he will be the next President of the United States again for a second journey. He'll be the second guy in history to beat President, lose, and come back and win again. Every poll shows he'd win a landslide. If they redid the election tomorrow, he would destroy Biden. No one likes Biden. Biden's left with nothing now but friends, family, and campaign aides. That's about all that's left in his support, right? I mean, the polls are so low, there's nothing else left except hardcore people you're paying.
Yeah, exactly. It's through the floor for him, and who knows how many of those people would stay with him if he weren't paying them. And I think you're probably right about Trump. I mean, the guy is he's hungry, he's thirsty, he wants it. You know, he wants to come back and say, "Hey, you tried to cheat me last time. I'm going to rub your face in it this time. I am going to destroy you in 2024. You know he's thinking that, Wayne, because Trump doesn't think about losing at all. If he doesn't win, all he's thinking about later is how I'm going to win later. That's it. And I think you're probably right. He's looking at 2024 to win.
And the biggest loser out of this entire disaster of a rigged and stolen election was Mike Pence. Because, you know, if Trump had been reelected, Mike Pence is vice president for another 4 years. And then he probably has a really good shot to be the president of the United States after those 4 years are up. But instead, he went against Trump on January 6th and said, "I'm certifying the election. Everyone who voted for Trump hates his guts now." And not only that, but he has to wait 4 more years just to run for president. The other way around, he would have been vice president for 4 years, and then rolled right into president, and now he's hated it, and he's never going to be anything. So it was just a disaster for Mike Pence. I was thinking about that the other night. Yeah, everyone hates him, yeah.
Yeah, both groups hate Mike. You know, the people who hated Trump when Trump was in office still hate him. The people who love Trump hate Pence because he didn't help Trump at the end. There's no way to win. He's finished. I'm sure he's got
no,
money
he is.
And everything.
He is finished.
But he's,
no, I'm sure he's okay.
Gone.
Politically, he's finished. In his mind, he thought there were only two choices. You either, I guess, go against the Constitution in his mind, or you get up there and you say, I'm certifying it. I had no other choice. I thought the right answer would have been, why couldn't he have given the following speech? I am Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, and even though the law says and the Constitution says I must certify today, I am doing it with such anger, and I'm letting it be known I want it in the congressional record. I believe the election was rigged. I believe it was stolen. I believe Donald Trump won. I believe Trump's the rightful president. I believe Biden's an illegitimate president. But I have no other choice but to certify, but I want that in the record. I think if he does that, he's fine. That's all he had to do. That's it.
Yeah, he should. His crisis communication people should have contacted you, Wayne, because that would have been a great move. But Wayne, I don't think he believes it. I don't think he believes.
I guess he doesn't.
That the election was stolen. Do you?
Well, I do, but I mean, do I think
right,
he believes
I don't
it?
Think
maybe
he does.
Not.
I don't think.
I don't think he ever liked Trump. I think he smiled the entire 4 years while he was thinking of ways to stick the knife in, and this was the moment where he got to stick the knife in. I don't think he ever liked Trump. I think he's one of these snotty, arrogant little guys who thinks he's better than Trump. I think he thinks he's more Christian and moral than Trump. I think he always looked down on Trump for cheating on Trump cheating on his wife. Well, this guy won't even go in a room without three witnesses present with a woman. I think he looked down on Trump for using the F word. He would never use that word. Pence is just one of those guys that I think thinks he's holier than thou and better than everybody else. And he really thought he should be the president, not Trump. But he took the VP so that it would be the platform that would get him to president when Trump was up. So this was his chance to stick the knife in and become his own man. But it was a horrible miscalculation. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a really bad miscalculation. That's like so bad. I don't know. I mean, everybody can have a bad day, but that's a seriously bad calculation on his part.
Well,
I thought they made a good team. He satisfied the evangelical crowd who had some misgivings about Trump.
Right.
Trump got the hard, hard, hardcore American patriot, conservative, not especially Christian crowd in, and together they did it. So here's the question, Wayne. Here's the question. 2024, will you be vice president? Under Donald J. Trump.
Oh, me?
That's what I want to know, Wayne.
No, listen, I'm happy where I am. I'm thrilled. I feel like Rush Limbaugh, and I think by 2024, I have a chance to take Rush's mantle and be the number one most well-known talk show host. And Rush never wanted to be president because he was more powerful than a president. He knighted the presidents, right? That's why he got the Medal of Freedom that night, because he helped knight Trump as president. Trump needed him to win. I think I'm in a better position than the guy who runs for office because, to be honest with you, and I used to compare myself to Bill Clinton. Now I compare myself to Trump. Bill Clinton loves campaigning, and I would love campaigning. I love giving speeches. I love the crowd loving what I have to say. Yesterday I gave a speech. I had the biggest crowd in the history of the Nevada Republican Party at an event yesterday for my speech. And when it was over, I got a sustained several-minute standing ovation. And don't think I don't love that. I love those things. But then once you're elected, you have to actually sit in the boring chamber and listen to all those boring men talk about boring laws in legalese, and I would hate that. Clinton hated it, and I just don't understand how Trump loves it, because to me, Trump's like me, and I don't know. I guess he got through it somehow, but in the end,
I think he didn't put up with it, and that's why so many people in bureaucracy hated him.
Right,
he didn't
even listen.
Play the game.
Right, he didn't even listen. He said, explain it to me in two sentences, and I'll say yes or no. That's probably what he did.
Reagan was like that. Reagan had had Deaver, I can't remember the other two guys under him, kind of running things. The triad, he had them running everything. Reagan was super high level. I think that's exactly what Trump did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the only way I would ever do it. We'll see. I mean, look, so many people have asked me to run for governor of Nevada, senator of Nevada. I'm happy doing talk shows 3 hours a day every afternoon. The only thing I'm misgiving about is I want to make sure I'm back on TV soon, and I'm negotiating right now. I think I will be able to announce in early 2022 that I've got a TV show again. So I'm a TV guy much more than a radio guy. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening as we speak.
I mean, how many times have we interviewed each other on camera? And, you're great on camera. That's where you belong.
I like TV, so TV and radio combined are pretty cool. And what makes it easy is I don't have time to do TV and radio, so you just take the third hour of my national radio show and you turn the camera on. That's what I did at Newsmax TV. And I turn the camera on, and that becomes my one-hour TV show, and so it's all in one. You have TV and radio without stopping and doing a new thing, because I don't have time. I'm running out of time in a day. But, by the way, speaking of that, you remember that I had a very bad ending with Newsmax TV after 3 years of being their number one host in the number one time slot, 8 o'clock at night Eastern, with Bill O'Reilly opening the show three times a week with me. I was the guy they named, you know, you want Bill O'Reilly, you're going to get Bill O'Reilly. It was clear I was their number one boy. And then fired because I was too conservative and they didn't like my pro-Trump stance, my anti-Biden stance, my attacks on George Soros. For all those reasons, they let me go because I said Biden was brain dead, who turned out to be right on that one, by the way. I did. And probably the biggest reason I got fired is because the owner of Newsmax, who I like very much, Chris Ruddy, I think he's a good guy, and he's built a wonderful network. But Chris Ruddy went on CNN. Did you know this? Went on CNN as a guest on Chris Cuomo. And he thought it was an interview about his friendship with Trump. And instead, it became a half-hour attack on Wayne Allyn Root on the Chris Cuomo show by Chris Cuomo. And I don't think I was ever going to keep my job after that. I think he was so embarrassed by this half-hour berating about Wayne Root's a terrible conspiracy theorist, and Wayne Root is a birther, which isn't true, total lie, and all my conspiracy theories have all come true. I'm right about all of them, so they're not conspiracy theories. Only the left has conspiracy theories that don't come true. So I think that's what cost me my job, and I lost my job because of my opinions on politics. But now Chris Cuomo lost his job because his brother's a pig, and he's a pig, and the two of them were trying to hurt women that were sexually harassed by one or the other. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this vindicates me 110%. Chris Cuomo, go screw yourself. You're a bad dude. Bad dude. Wayne Root's doing just fine. Josh will be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and un...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I do know how to start a controversial debate. Lots and lots of comments, emails have come to me on the last discussion I had with Josh Manning about Mike Pence, the former vice president of the United States. And by the way, all of them agree that Pence is an idiot and a schmuck. And they all have their different reasons. One said he's a deep state plant. Another said that he took an oath of office to defend the Constitution. And if states were rigged and literally voting violated the Constitution, he had an absolute... had to stand up and say the election's rigged and I will not certify. But everyone agrees he's finished and he's no good and he's a schmuck. He really is. And it's funny because the night before the election, I did an interview with him right here on this show. And him and I were like, couldn't have been nicer to each other, We got along like two peas in a pod. It was great. But I had no idea what he was about to do and I had no idea, where he stood on Donald Trump. So this... segment of the show, by the way, sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. I don't have to say much more. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw Podcast right now, available to download on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Spreaker, it's another great place to find it. Spreaker, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root on Fridays. My big one, America's Top 10, that runs for the whole weekend, the top 10 most important, crucial stories for conservatives, just like Casey Kasem used to do America's Top 40 of music. We're back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at Western TheWallStreetJournal.com. And it's official, three of Biden's COVID vaccine mandates have now been blocked nationwide. I mean, I've seen nothing but losses. Every judge is shutting him down, and I think that's great because I think COVID vaccine mandates are a violation of all of us, of the United States Constitution and everything America stands for and my freedom and my health. And yeah. HIPAA? It's a violation of HIPAA. All I've ever been told is no one could ever ask you a question about your health, and it's yeah. your business, not theirs. And all of a sudden, everyone can ask whatever they want when it comes to the vaccine. Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And the federal judges, you know, thank God, are seeing at least some of this for what it is. So yesterday we had another federal judge, this time issued a nationwide preliminary injunction, and that's going to halt enforcement of the mandate for federal contractors and subcontractors. So that was the one that was going the next step down, right? Okay, Biden was going to take out deal with all of the federal employees, and then he wants to get deeper into the population, forcing the mandate. And so they figured, okay, well, we'll go to all the federal contractors, people who are completing contracts for the federal government. And then they said, we'll go to all the subcontractors. Well, federal judge said, that is not happening. We're putting that on hold. And this was coming out, I think this is out of the Fifth Circuit. And I mean, Wayne, I just think we're going to see more and more of this. When his own OSHA administration suspends implementation, you know, Wayne, when the bureaucracy is scared of you, when the bureaucracy is scared that you're too extreme, you know there's a problem. If OSHA's afraid he's being too extreme, you know there is a problem.
I mean, clearly,
the American people are deeply divided on this. We don't know. Vaccine's going to do in the long run. It may be great. It may be wonderful. But the government has no business forcing anyone to choose either you're going to be jobless and in poverty, or you're going to stick this cocktail, have it injected under your skin.
The federal government has
no business doing that.
By the way, 100% agreed with what you just said. If this was January, as in last January, you and I were both saying you just don't know what this vaccine will do. It could turn out to be yep. great, but you should wait. But I just want to make sure you know, there's no way it's true now that we don't know if it's good or bad. We do know. Look at the VAERS numbers, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Oh,
we know
sure.
there's 20,000
yeah, yeah, yeah.
dead,
no,
and we know no. there's 900,000 adverse effects. Come on, we know it's bad.
Right. What I'm talking about is worse stuff. I mean, we don't know if you're going to develop cancer in 5 years
right.
because of
right.
this. We don't know if half the people who took it are going to lose their eyesight in 10
right.
years. Well, there's an enormous, enormous number of unknown variables here.
And
you're right. The VAERS side effects seem to be very extreme.
Well, and you do know all the hospitals are overwhelmed.
I was in the emergency room over the weekend. I heard
yes.
a doctor talk about it.
They're all overwhelmed. All the ERs and all the ICUs are overwhelmed across the country for two reasons. One, people are coming in with the exact symptoms you get from the vaccine. Heart attacks, heart inflammation, heart beating too fast, and strokes and blood clots. And then the other thing we know is because of the vaccine mandate, so many nurses have quit or been fired. All the hospitals are overwhelmed because they don't have enough personnel.
Oh.
So it's all about the vaccine or the vaccine mandate. Everything is.
Look, we sat in line at the emergency room for 2.5 hours the other night with my wife. She has a slipped disc, and they couldn't get us back there. I think it's because they didn't have enough people.
Right.
2.5 hours, there are only
exactly.
three people in the waiting room. They couldn't get us back there. It was unbelievable.
Terrible.
The Democrats have done this to Americans. They've done it to the American healthcare system. It is a crime, and they need to be held accountable for it.
Yes, sir. I agree. And by the way, in Boston, they said this was like 3 weeks ago. God knows the number is now. 5,000 sick people had to be flown with the flight of life. I don't know if it's a helicopter or a plane, to other states because they have no nurses left to treat them in Boston hospitals because they all quit over the vaccine. And you have to ask yourself, nurses, why would a nurse quit over the vaccine if the vaccine's so great? It's because they've seen the injuries that come in from the vaccine. Josh Manning, we got to run. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Thank you, Josh. Go get him.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
D35.